sit back. What?
This is Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff. Can I start out with your 16-digit reservation code?
Sure. It is 2311.
2311.
Yep, 1301.
1301.
0023.
0023.
1316.
1316. Okay, let me just pull up your file real quick. Okay, is this CMA Logistics?
It is.
Okay, perfect. And who am I speaking with here?
My name is Kurt.
Kurt. Okay, Kurt, are you the 100% owner?
I am.
All right, perfect. I'm just going to confirm some info I have on file for you right here, and then I'll answer any questions that you have, okay?
Okay, great.
Is the billing address over there 166 Red Oak Lane?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the structure of the business? Is it a S-Corp, LLC?
LLC.
LLC, perfect. And you said you were the 100% owner. How long have you guys been in business?
A little over a year.
Okay. And if we get disconnected, what's a good number for you?
317-985-8004.
004. Okay, perfect. Kurt, so we have many programs depending on your specific needs. So why don't you kind of tell me what you're looking for, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Yeah, so first of all, you guys have very organized advertising. That's pretty good. can you, I mean, obviously, you know, I'm just looking at the sheet that you guys sent out to us. Obviously, you've got products of secured, unsecured, unsecured refi programs, terms anywhere from 3 to 5 years, and then obviously the payment frequencies of monthly, weekly, and daily. I'm kind of interested in, you know, what kind of products are available to us and kind of what we would qualify for. I don't want to get ourselves into a situation. I mean, we're obviously a trucking and logistics, transportation and logistics company. I don't want to get into a product that puts too much pressure on the company in terms of what we're trying to do, and how we're growing and kind of how our pattern's going here. I mean, I've talked to a couple of different people. I'm really not interested in like a 6 month, you know, hourly type payment where we got to pay every, you know, where, you know, money's just coming out all the time. I mean, I get it's an unsecured line, or maybe we can get a secured line. I don't know what you guys are necessarily looking for there, but what kind of options do you have for a company like ourselves? I mean, if I, you know, our gross revenue is really generated by how many trucks we've got on the road. You know, each of our trucks should do, you know, close to, you know, anywhere from $4,500 a week to, you know, $6,000 a week in gross revenue. If I look back over our last 6 months, we're averaging around $90,000 a month in gross revenue. I don't know what, again, I'm not really certain. You know, I've talked with several different companies. Obviously, I've been a real estate investor, so I understand, you know, finance a little bit, or I think I do, and underwriting and stuff like that. What questions do you guys typically ask to figure out what we're available for, and then kind of how that works from there?
Okay, so it all depends on, you know, I know you said you guys are growing, so what you guys would be looking for in particular. You know, we do have the working capital, which is your unsecured cash. They are generally, you know, a little bit more expensive, and they're a little bit more on the short-term side.
Yep.
Those terms are anywhere between 3 months and 24 months.
Okay.
The equipment financing is probably more along the lines of what you would be used to, your traditional loan. That would be your 2 to 5 year loan, monthly payments, and those rates are much lower because it is secured. So those start in the mid-single digits, so they usually start around, you know, 4% and then go up from there.
Okay.
Moving forward, you know, we don't want to over-leverage your business in any way. We want to do what's going to make the most sense and what's going to make you guys the most money and help you out.
Okay.
So I know you said, okay, you know, what would be more along the lines of what you're looking for? I know you said, you know, putting trucks out there, that's,
well,
where you,
yeah,
make the money. So
yeah, so honestly, in my ideal world, you know, it would be a line of credit in some fashion that would, you know, basically allow us to utilize the funds as we have it available. Being in business for only a year, I don't think that option is really available to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do we have any collateral in our business? Kind of. You know, we have our trucks, obviously. We have, you know, they're leases. So but they're leases with a dollar payback. So it's kind of one of those, we kind of own them. You know,
mm-hmm.
I could tell you, I know we've got equity in our trucks because of what we bought them for, what we owe on them and that type of thing. But if we defaulted on our loan tomorrow, it's not like you guys could come and take our trucks, and I understand that, and so do you guys.
Mm-hmm.
For me, because I know, you know, our business isn't something that, you know, today, you know, I can make a sale tomorrow and we would have a $100,000 windfall or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want, you know, ours is more in the longevity. Right. Of every week, every day that goes by. So I'm trying to figure out a loan that would stretch our payment out as long as possible, even if it's going to cost us a little bit more money. But something that just gives us room to, you know, to grow and do what we're trying to do. That's kind of what I'm looking for. So it sounds like, you know, I've talked to like working capital companies too, and you know, Those are the loans that I, you know, I don't know how you guys structure them, but I mean, some of those guys literally were like 3 month loans, you know, daily payments. And I'm like, you know, I can't even pay those back, you know, responsibly without digging into my own pocket and doing that. So I've kind of just declined at this point to even move forward. And I guess I'm just kind of hoping on time as we get into this that, you know, we can get into a loan that works a little bit better. So, What would it look like if, one, what are the qualifications, I guess, to get a 12-month loan?
For 12 months, how much would you be looking at?
I'm sorry, for the 24 months, if that's the highest you guys go on any kind of your, like, unsecured loans, is that
so
correct?
Not necessarily. So usually for first-time customers, that is, you know, the absolute max. Usually, sometimes they fall a little bit lower. But what we structure it on is, you know, you can take out a smaller amount of money. Okay, so we'll start off by you know, qualifying you for the largest amount possible. And say you didn't want to, you don't want to take all that money. You only want to take out a certain amount at the time.
Yep.
So you can take out that smaller amount. Halfway through your term, you can refinance, and then that will open up longer terms and more funds available to you at lower rates.
Oh, okay.
It's about building that relationship at the beginning at first, and then once
sure,
we know you can make your payments on time, then a lot more options open up to you.
Okay.
So it's not set on, you know, it's only ever going to be 24 months. It can go further once we have that relationship built with you.
I understand. And I'm assuming, I mean, obviously any guy in my position really understands, you know, basically where we're at right now is we're looking at the unsecured high interest, you know, shorter term type stuff, but we're obviously just waiting our time until we get to, I guess, what I would consider the big bank money, like a Wells or a Chase or a Bank of America or something, where, you know, again, assuming we qualify and can get lines of credit through there, but we know that we have to be in business for 2 years. Do you guys have those types of products available too as we're building our relationship with you, or?
We do.
How does that work?
We do. They're a little bit lower, but once a relationship is built, you know, those options can come up with, you know, lines of credit and
okay.
things like that. Yeah.
Okay. So could you give me an idea, like, if we were to, how do you guys determine how much of a loan you get? Do you go based on gross revenue or?
We do. We go based on your gross annual sales.
Our gross annual sales. So we have, so how do you take an average of that, or how do you go about?
We try to go about. We try to ballpark it at around 10-15% of your gross annual sales.
Okay.
And then we'll take other things into factor, but for the most part, that's how we try to start it off with.
So if we're on track to do $1 million this year, our loan's going to be somewhere between 100 and 150. And assuming you guys would do the, well, I think what I heard you say, and again, I'm not holding you to it. I'm just trying to from remembering. But if we take a lower amount than what we're actually approved for, then you guys may be able to stretch it out a little bit longer. So let's say we did like an $80,000 loan, and if we could do that for 24 months, would you guys be requiring a daily payment of like $300, $400 a day or something? Or how does that work?
We have daily, weekly, and monthly options available. So, you know, going off of payments, what we would, like I said, what we would do is qualify you, start off by just getting you the approval for the largest amount and longest term. And then what we'll do from there is kind of work backwards with you and let you pick out, you know, how much you want to take, what the best term is going to be, and then what the best payment options available to you is going to be.
Okay.
So that it just all makes the most sense for you and your business. You know, we want to work with you and see what's going to make you money in the long run.
Right, right. One thing, and again, I realize it's the chicken and the egg here, but, you know, one thing that I'm very cautious of is I don't want to just fill out applications and just send them out and, you know, have 25 different inquiries on my credit and then, you know, only attach one trade line to it, because I know that that's a big no-no, and especially in trucking. You know, every time I feel like every time we go to the store for anything, they want to run credit, and I'm like, okay, I get it, but give me a break here. You know, but I understand you guys have to have all the information to make your decisions there.
Yeah.
Can you just ballpark? I mean, are you guys in the interest rate of like 15% to 30%, or are you guys a lot higher than that? Are you lower than that, or is that pretty?
It's not set on a percentage. It's set on a payback amount. So it's all going to depend on what you decide to choose and how long. And then we give you a set payback, and that's what you're going to pay back. It doesn't fluctuate. It doesn't change. It's just it's black and white. That's what you pay back, and that's it.
Okay. So if you guys approve us for 100, we take 80, you're going to basically say the payback's 120 or whatever the numbers are. And then you would then decide what the frequency is. And then you would say, okay, this is what your daily, weekly, or monthly payment would be.
Exactly. And if you like it, then you like it, you know. Then we go from there. I know you mentioned your credit. We do pull your credit, but it is a soft pull. We'll only pull it from Experian. So it's not going to ding you a bunch of times on that. And then the loan itself goes on your business credit. It doesn't go on your personal.
Right. Yeah.
So keep that in mind as well.
I'm one of those guys, you know, I understand there's like 8 million different ways to structure that, and people have tried to tell me how to do that, and I'm like, look, I don't care if it's individual or business. If I default on a loan, whether it's a business or an individual, it's still going to affect me in anything else that I ever do.
It's going to follow you.
On any application. So while I understand it doesn't hurt me if I want to go to H.H. Gregg or Best Buy or something and get a credit card, it still hurts me in terms of anything else I ever want to do. So,
of your business, yeah. I mean, a lot of people, you are your business. That's
right.
No, that makes perfect sense. What would you be using?
I can tell you, I mean, my credit is good. I mean, I'm in the 760, 780 range, but my usage is high because I'm a real estate investor, and I, you know, obviously I've poured some money into this trucking company. So if I have credit, I've used it. Now, I don't know how you guys look at that, because again, I know if I was doing a personal loan, I think that they would look at that a little bit harder than, you know, for instance, you guys, where you're looking at my credit to make sure I'm only assuming, but I'm guessing you guys are looking to make sure I'm a credit worthy person in terms of paying loans back. However, you know, obviously, I mean, are you guys even looking for like income and financial statements from me, or only credit?
We'll be looking at your last 6 months of bank statements, just to show
from
the cash
business
flow.
Or
yes, business bank
from
statements.
The business and personal, or just business?
Just business.
Okay.
Just showing that you guys have the cash flow. The working capital itself isn't credit based. Our equipment financing is credit based. the working capital is, you know, it's a cash loan. So we're just making sure that you have the cash flow that can pay for it. And we assume that you will.
Right.
Moving forward, just for the working capital that you're looking at, what are you using it for?
For our working capital?
Yeah, what would you be using the money for?
You know, so I don't mean to not answer the question, because part of it depends on how much we would get approved for. But some of my goals would be, you know, we do have some debt consolidation that I would like to use the loans for. When we bring on a new employee or a new driver, you know, or a new truck for that matter, which I don't really need equipment financing, because we've got a couple of trucking companies that, you know, we have trucks available, and I, you know, quite honestly, they gave us a really good deal. I think that they screwed up and didn't tell us about it, because when I look at our 48-month loans, there's no interest on them. Actually, it's backwards. And I think they know it, but they still approved us for another 6 trucks. So I don't need that at this point. But when we bring people on, we still got to get plates. We've got an opportunity coming up where we're going to have to get some significant a number of trailers, if that's what we do. I don't know if I would buy trailers with the money, because again, if you guys approved us for like, you know, 40 grand, then, you know, I'm not going to buy any trailers with that, because the trailers are, you know, much more expensive than that. Mm-hmm. We are going to have a need for, I just said we wouldn't buy trucks, but we would buy less expensive trucks for a contract that we might be having come up where, you know, literally we just need a truck to move stuff around in our yard. I don't need to go buy a $120,000 truck. I need to go buy a $13,000 truck that just moves it around.
Okay.
So those are some of the things that I would be looking at doing. In addition to that, you know, one part of our business that is very it counts a lot for what we're doing is our insurance. And if I'm able to pay my insurance up front at a lump sum, then I can save a significant amount of money. Or if I'm able to do like a 6-month pay up front, I can save a significant amount of money. So, you know, if it made sense from a financing perspective, I would look at doing that as well. So, it's not like I'm trying to say, hey, I want to go buy a building tomorrow and I need, you know, 60 grand to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some different ways to do it. And for me, I just need to understand if I want to do this through financing, or if I want to pull my own money to do some of this, or, you know, from other areas of my own personal stuff. It really comes down to cost and leverage, and then what, you know, if it's going to put too much stress on our business or not.
We don't want that either.
So that's what I'm just trying to understand here. And as you can probably imagine, I've got a ton of mailers, like the one you guys sent me, about different things. And I think a lot of the programs are very similar, but some have just different things. So, for example, we had one guy that contacted us, and, you know, you probably know the company, but it's only interest for the first 60 months or something. And then you know, it's kind of like a balloon payment at the end, but that interest payment is calculated daily, paid monthly. And the best I can tell, it's around, you know, 18% to 21%, depending on how you really factor it. And I'm like, that's a pretty good way to do it, because it takes our payment down so far, but it's also a pretty high interest rate. Now, with that said, as I'm finding, is some of this other stuff is also high interest rates as well. and it's lower time frame, so it puts a little more stress on, you know, our daily, weekly, or monthly payment. So that's why I'm literally just trying to figure out what's the best thing to do for us right now.
Yeah, no, and that's, you know, that's what we're here for, is to kind of just, you know, go step by step and work out what's going to make the most sense. That's kind of why I asked what it was going to be, you know, used for, because things like the trailers themselves, you know, it would make more sense to, because we have both equipment financing and working capital, where a lot of companies just have one or the other.
Yep.
So we find that a lot of people are their first plan is to use, get the working capital and use it towards equipment. And so we kind of want to pull them back and say, well, let's try to put the equipment on the equipment financing and stretch out that payment much longer and then open up that cash for you with the capital. So you don't have to use that cash towards equipment.
Yep.
And so you can, you know, it makes more sense and it doesn't over leverage anything. And then you have more cash available to you. So things like trailers and stuff like that, you know, it would make more sense to put it on equipment financing. So that's much more, you know, stretched out for you there. And then you have the cash available when you need it to use towards other things like insurance or, you know, anything like that.
Sure. And like I said, I mean, part of what I'm looking at too is, you know, some options for some debt consolidation. I mean, we do have a little bit of debt hanging out there, and I don't know if it's going to be better for me to, you know, let, you know, just keep paying that debt at where it is, or if I should just pay it off, or, and I don't know if you guys have like contracts that says what we can and can't use the money for type thing. You know, that all that kind of plays into it. Can I ask you separately from what we've just talked about?
Uh-huh.
Do you guys do equipment financing for a startup type business?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How do your terms work for that?
For the equipment financing?
Yes.
The terms are longer, so those are 2 to 5 years. They'll be your monthly payments. The equipment financing is credit-based, so more of the problems that come with startup is the working capital because they can't show the cash flow. But you've been in business, you said, a little over a year, correct?
Yeah, but this would be for a new entity, actually. So I have an opportunity where we've already got a bunch of clients that are set up for a mobile shredding business. So it goes along with the trucking industry, but it would be a different company than CMA Logistics because there's different partners that are intertwined in what we're doing. So I've already talked with a guy that specializes in mobile shred trucks, but I don't know what their terms are just yet. And when you said you guys did equipment financing, I thought that I would at least ask. Now this business will be a little bit different because one of our partners is actually bringing a significant amount of cash to the table. But we're still going to finance the trucks because we need some of that cash needs to be used for other areas to get the business going. So, I wasn't sure exactly how that works. So you guys can go all the way up to 2 to 5 years credit based. I'm assuming you guys look for some sort of down payment.
It depends on the program you qualify for. Some do require down payment, some do not.
Okay.
That would be further along the line once we get you approved and we'll know a little bit more then.
Okay.
But yeah, some do not require a down payment.
Okay. And I, you know, I told these guys because, you know, I have two places that do equipment financing here. I just told them, hey, look, it was going to be about 10% because that's what they offer us on our trailers. So our trucks, like I said, we're fine because we're already approved for trucks on the CMA side. I know I'm jumping around a little bit, but let me ask you this. If I were to send you like my credit profile, could you share with me just some preliminary numbers, or do you guys have to physically do a hard pull first before you can move forward?
You can send it to me, and you know, I know an underwriter. I can try to just sit down and ask him and see if, you know, what his opinion would be, because he works with all the equipment anyways.
Sure.
And I can definitely sit down and just kind of ask him and see what he thinks moving forward. That's definitely something I can do before we pull anything. But if we wanted to move forward with the actual application and the final approval and hard approval, then we would need to pull the credit.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand. Like I said, it makes me nervous to just have, you know, 5 different people pulling my credit, realizing that I'm only going to work with one customer or one, you know, one source, you know?
Yeah.
So, okay. All right. Nicole, how do I contact you directly?
So I can send you, so what I'll do is I can send you an email and we can I can send you an email that will have, you know, just the applications themselves and the short list of documents we would need from you, which would be the, you know, the application itself, the 6 months of bank statements, and then your tax return, if you have it. Do you have a tax return for the business right now?
We don't, actually. So it's an LLC, and I actually filed an extension, and since it's a single owner business, those returns aren't actually due until October 15th, which obviously is coming very quickly here. But I mean, I can give you all of our bank statements if you just want all of them.
Okay, yeah, we'll move forward, you know, we can move forward with what we have. If you want to send me, you know, the credit profile, and I can go ahead and ask, and then we'll see what you want to do moving forward from there. And then we'll just, you know, we'll keep in touch and see, you know, what's going to make the most sense for you in the business.
Okay.
And, you know, and like I said, you know, with the working capital itself, we'll try to approve you for, you know, what we can, and then just, you know, we want to work with you. We'll work backwards with you from there. We want to be able to make sure, you know, it's something that's going to make sense and make you money.
Yeah, because, again, like I said, the last thing I want to, you know, I don't want to take cash just to take cash.
Yeah, we don't want to over-leverage your business either.
Yeah, that just doesn't work for anybody. So, okay. Okay. Would you like an email address?
Yeah, what's a good email for you?
It's Kurt, C-U-R-T,
mm-hmm.
at...
Mm-hmm.
CMALogistics.net.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and I'll send out that email. Just go ahead and reply to me so I know that you got it, because sometimes you get bounced back to spam. And
yep.
I will let you, you know, look over everything, and I will go ahead, and if you want to send me the credit profile, I can see, you know, what kind of feedback I can get on it. And then...
I'm going to pull a recent one because I monitor my credit on credit check total or total credit, whatever it is, credit check total, I believe is what it is. And it shows all of my debt, and I think it only shows the Experian credit score. So that's what you guys
what we pull
by.
From. Yeah.
Yep. Cool.
And then,
okay, great.
And then I will follow up with you. Once a good time to follow up with you. Is it good to follow up tomorrow? Give you a little bit of time to look over everything.
Yeah, at least tomorrow. I've got some people in town tomorrow, so if we don't touch base tomorrow, maybe Friday would be best.
Okay, what's a good time?
Are you guys on Eastern? Where are you guys even located?
We're Western. We're in San Diego.
Okay, so I don't know. How about? What time do you guys come in? 11 Eastern's fine.
11 Eastern time, that's fine. I'm in bright and early at 6:30 in the morning. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know,
so
I know most West Coasters usually get in there early, but well,
yeah.
Sure, so. Okay.
Lots of coffee getting me through my day. But
right,
okay,
yeah.
So I will follow up with you tomorrow. If you're busy, that's fine. I'll go ahead and I'll try again on Friday morning. And then we'll talk some more about, you know, what we think is going to make the most sense, and then move forward from there.
That sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right. No problem, Kurt. You have a good day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
Bye.